You're listening to Product Manage Her, the podcast dedicated to creating a safe space for women in product management careers, from transitioning into product to a deep dive into the first few months on the job. Our hope is to provide an authentic look into product management from a woman's perspective. And I'm your host, Blair Presley. Let's dig in. Super common conundrum of whether or not you should take a course to become a product manager. It's like the almost age old question that I share my opinion about very quickly in this solo podcast. I have two diverging thoughts on it, meaning there's a case in which a course may make sense for you, and there's a case in which you have all that you need. Take the leap, my friend. Listen in to figure out which one makes the most sense for you. You know, I get a lot of questions about what courses should people take before trying to become a product manager. Like, what are the prerequisites? And I hesitate a little bit because I categorize people a little differently. Meaning, if you're brand new, pivoting with very little experience that we can leverage into product, then yes, I may recommend a course for you to either just become more familiar with what product management even is. Every now and then I'll get a client who it's like, I just learned what product management was yesterday and I have no experience, but that seems like a really good fit. Those are typically the clients that I am happy to meet, but I am happy to say that they're not the best fit for the Sprint program, because we do need people with skills. Like, first off, you got to know what product management is, and we have to like identify some skills that we can transition or transfer into product and not start from square one. In such case, a course may be a solid fit for you. But let's just say that you have some transferable skills and still trying to determine what course or courses you should take. That's where my opinion deviates a little bit from the norm, only because I'm sensitive to the client that I've seen time and time again who use taking another course as a stall tactic and as a way of deferring their dream into product. Not yet feeling confident in the skills that they literally already have, that they could use those skills to carry them into product management today with the right approach. And my argument is, as opposed to waiting, 11 months to finish some random course or boot camp before trying to pivot into product, let's start with what you have. If you're already working alongside a product management team, launching products, involved in some sprint planning, things like that, you're familiar with what product management does. You have some skills that we can sell as appropriate, even if you don't identify them yourself, even if you don't know them yet. It's often a place where I help with clients to help them unearth, like, oh, wait, I have been doing this for some time. I had no clue. If that's you, I guess my question is, like, what do you hope to learn from that one random Coursera course? What do you hope to learn? This is tough because sometimes I feel like I'm the person in the industry that poo-poos courses when teaching really is my jam. I think I'm just more focused on making sure that the action you take is aligned with the outcome that you desire. I feel like I say this all the time, but it's so true. If the outcome that you desire is a role in product, then taking the course may not be it. If the outcome that you desire is to learn more about product management, then sure, the course might be your jam, might be for you. If the outcome that you desire is to pressure test your product management knowledge for whatever reason, then yeah, again, a course may be for you too. Maybe if the outcome is to learn to code, so that maybe you can create a side project yourself, meaning you want to learn for as a hobby, like this is something you're just personally interested in, then yeah, go take that coding class. But if your goal is to become a product manager, so you're going to go take a coding class, there's a disconnect. This is a really dated way of approaching your pivot into product and a dated way of becoming an effective product manager. You just need to be technically conversant, and you've probably heard me say this in past podcast episodes, or if we have talked on the phone and you've asked this question or listened to one of my lives, this is definitely something I talk about quite a bit. You need to be technically conversant, which means that you need to be able to communicate with technical counterparts, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you need to be the technical person or the technical teammate yourself. Okay. It is highly unlikely that at your company or at the company that you would eventually become a product manager, that the entire software engineering team is going to go on a strike and they need you to step in to code everything. Like that's not likely to occur. Like that's not the Armageddon that they should be preparing you for, to kind of serve as double duty as PM and dev for most companies. It is okay for you to not be able to do 100% of what a software engineer can do. Because frankly, a software engineer can't do 100% of what you do, so stop trying. And knowing that, why are we dead set on low-key becoming a dev by taking a coding course? If you are dead set, though, on taking a course with the intent of becoming a stronger PM, I would encourage something in data analytics. Now, I'm partial to General Assembly. They have a myriad of courses built to suit your needs. This is not an ad, but just something I'm familiar with and a company that I can stand by. So General Assembly is a great place to look at like data courses or, you know, get a number of them. But that's if you like, I've got to take a course and that's the place that you may want to explore, but like not some of the others that are simply that may just be fluff or like a hobby, but really a stall tactic for you. Becoming familiar with things like Tableau or how to manipulate Excel or SQL, like things of that nature make sense for you, but beyond that, not so much. So yeah, going to learn to code is like a thought process from yesteryear. And by yesteryear, I mean like pre-pandemic. The priority for you is to figure out what skills you already bring to the table and what skills like the product team needs. Like, where is there an alignment between what you bring to the table and what a potential organization needs? If you're still curious about whether coaching, a certification, or a course may make the best sense for you, I'd encourage you to grab my freebie. Head to my website, blairpresley.com, and grab the freebie there, but I'll also leave a link in the show notes so that you can grab the freebie so that you can learn whether or not this makes the most sense for you. Can't wait to hear what you think. You know, I tell my clients all the time that if we were embarking upon landing a product job together, like if we literally started on the same day, we would probably meet each week and swap rejections. I'm going to get rejected too. It is totally normal. Even with years of experience and deep knowledge of the space, I'm not going to be a good fit for every role that's available. And therefore, I'm going to get rejections. Okay? I just am. But because I know that, I'm far less emotional about them or affected by them because I know that it's par for the course. And it's actually necessary for me to find my fit. I've got to find my tribe in product, not just any company that'll take me, or even worse, like every company that will take me. Because how do you know like where your true fit is? Yes, it's great to have options, but some rejections, believe it or not, are like a blessing. You know, I had an interesting conversation with a client and we were talking about how rejections made him feel. Oftentimes, I equate finding a job in product to dating, more or less. Granted, I'm married, so back when I was dating, I didn't feel like when I was going on a date that I judged my worth based upon how well that date went. It either was a fun date, it was a cool date, it was a horrible date, or it was an even worse date, right? But I didn't leave that assessing, you know, who I was as a result of how that went. Similarly, I would encourage you not, just as I encouraged him, not to, you know, really question your worth, or encouraged him not to evaluate his own worth based on a simple conversation. Just because you bombed an interview, it doesn't mean that you're not going to make a great PM one day. This actually reminds me of what I probably needed this advice the most. For context, this was I was in the middle of my first associate product management job. So this is circa 2012 or 2013-ish. I'd had like a year, maybe two under my belt in product, and I wanted to relocate. So I was on the job market interviewing for roles in both Atlanta and in Charlotte. Full disclosure, the company was Newell Rubbermaid. This is back in the time when like working in CPG was the jam. This was a place that I wanted to work, and I was really, really excited for this interview. And apparently I bombed the interview so poorly that the hiring manager said to me that she questioned whether or not product was for me. I was crushed. I remember telling my dad about my experience, and old Joe, my forever defender, was like, hogwash. How dare she say something like that to you? You know, went into full-on dad mode because I was really taken aback. Like, what does she mean product wasn't for me? I was already in product. Granted, I was new in product, but like, WTF, right? Leave it to dad. Dad reminded me of that conversation a couple of years ago. I think he was just expressing to me that he was proud about my life and going back to school and becoming a coach. And he's like, you remember that one person who said you know, may not be a good fit for product? You ought to find her on that thing that you all use. What is it? LinkedIn? What? I'm like, Daddy, I'm not going to find her on LinkedIn, but thank you so much for being supportive per usual. But I went on this super long tangent to say that sometimes these interviews can like rock you and make you second guess what you are destined to do and what you are supposed to do. But the reality is you stay steadfast, as long as you have the right approach, you stay steadfast in that and remember that you're going to get rejected, but you're just trying to find your people. Okay. I never end up working for Rubbermaid. It's all good. A lovely career blossomed, you know, notwithstanding what that particular interviewer said, and I'm really, really grateful for it. Thank you for subscribing and listening today. Maybe you've decided that product is your jam, but you don't have a solid plan to do it. You want to leverage your hard-earned experience as a project manager or consultant into a product role, but you can't seem to land an interview. Or worse, you're landing interviews but can't seem to advance in them. You've been at it for 6 months or more and are starting to question whether product is actually even for you. Don't let your experience change the course of your career without fully exploring all of the options available to you. Today's episode is brought to you by my hybrid one-on-one and group coaching program, Sprint. And if you know that it's your time but aren't sure how to make it happen, I'd encourage you to visit blairpresley.com/sprint. That's BLAIRPRESLEY, that's one S, .com/sprint, SPRINT. Once you're there, you'll apply to the Sprint program by answering just a handful of questions. and within 20 minutes, you will schedule time on my calendar and you'll complete an assessment. The assessment will enable you to identify both your glows and your grows, so the things that you're already doing that are working in your favor and the elements of your current strategy that may be working against you. Stop guessing where you're going wrong. The assessment will highlight exactly where we need to improve to start getting the traction in your product pivot. Apply to Sprint ASAP. Visit blairpresley.com/sprint. And I can't wait to meet you.